think I mentioned this to you before, of that story, Spanish story of a father and a son who had become estranged. And the son did something very wicked. And he left the home. He left the home. And after a while, the father went after him. The father was angry at the beginning. The father said, I will not forgive you. But then after a while, he went after his son who had run away. He searched for months to no avail. He couldn't find his son. He'd done everything he could do. And finally, in a last desperate effort to find him, the father put an advert in the Madrid newspaper. And it said this: Dear Marco, meet me in front of this newspaper office at noon on Saturday. All is forgiven. I love you, your father. And do you know, Saturday came, and there were 800 Marcos at that newspaper office waiting for their father, to see their father who had promised to forgive them of their sins. That's a wonderful thing. But that's the very thing the Lord says to us. This is the book, the testimony of God, that through Jesus Christ, they forgive sinners. That's what he says. We love to be forgiven. It relieves our conscience to know that all our wrong is now put to one side. And it's something we have not done anything about. It doesn't depend on me. It doesn't depend on how much good work you do, how much religious activities you do, how many rules and regulations you keep. It doesn't depend on any of that. But it depends on the grace of our Father in heaven, who before we ever knew him, had chosen in eternity past with the acceptance of his Son to send his Son, and the Holy Spirit was to apply the work of Jesus Christ to the heart of those who would seek him.